the way, Vainglorious. This is
good shit, baby.
You are now checking out Good Shit Radio.
Good shit.
Good shit.
Du hører på det fantastiske radioprogrammet Good Shit. Barack Obama had a joke. Gave a pill to my daddy. My mom on my way home. Feel like Lucas doing a bitch. It's my man at that store. Black chains, bomb on it. My fly safe and it's fresh. So, leader, all gold. AK-47. I'm on the road. Who afraid to go to heaven? Took your kids to my island like Cody. We gon' take the hood all over like Cody. Yeah, to my island like Cody. We gon' take the hood back, nigga, like Cody. Yeah. Bitch, it's my man at that store. Yeah, I said, bitch, this my manifesto.
Hey, my nigga, my ears been burning. I think they talking about us. Might be the reason my palms been itching for weeks. Shit, I thought somebody put something in my drink. I hope we got a check on the way. I hope the talk ain't cheap, bro. Cause honestly, we don't do this shit for free. Even though we love this passion and money, got a fine line between. We rock stars in search of anything to spin the wheel, anything to turn us up. Fuckin' with some simple shit, mix it, throw it in the club. My manifesto is always staying fresh clothes. Even if I'm dead, bro, which I never let go. Damn, and neither with my best bros. Role model, don't follow with my steps though. A role model, don't follow with my steps though. Jewel of the kids, I don't wanna be the reason that they tread wrong. Bitch, this my manifesto. Yeah, I said bitch, this my manifesto. Yeah,
where the weed, I need inspiration. I'm sick, I always want something, never saying shit. Ain't got no hope left, don't even wanna pray shit. Had to spend the nights in my granny basement. No dollars in my pockets, man, I can't take this. Can't even fuck with my cousin, she a bass head. That's okay, I still love her. And I'm gon' get this bread with my brothers. Take note, I don't give a fuck about a fuck nigga. Your negative and energy, I don't fuck with ya. Get more pussy than a black college expo. She ain't with it, then I'm moving to the next hole. Jacques Cousteau, I hit her with the breaststroke. You know she love that. You know she love that. You know she love that.
Yeah, I said, bitch, this my
manifesto. Du er på det fantastiske radioprogrammet Good Shit med Don Martin og DJ Cali up in this. Og vi begynte med en fin fyr, Manifesto, het låta, med Overdose. Hvem er det gutta her, Cali? Vent da, vent da, der er det, hei, der er det, hei, 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 Cali.
Det er et eller annet jeg plukket opp bare tilfeldig her om dagen. Jeg tror det noe West Coast folk, altså.
Det noe West Coast folk. Det mye Vestkysten har på en måte en ordentlig
renessanse.
Renessans, kan man si. Det veldig mye fint som skjer, må vi kunne si.
Det mye spennende som skjer i Los Angeles generelt, både når det gjelder jazzmusikken, avantgarde, og mye hiphop, R&B, soul.
Ikke sant? Ja. Særlig ut av T&D. Men ikke bare der, er jo mye annet som skjer, så er spennende også. Yeah. Skal ta for oss noe av det etter hvert, tror jeg. Vi skal finne noen andre ting, både fra nye og gamle først. Folk først, så skal vi nevne at det flere ting som skjer denne uka her som vi må gi litt egen reklame.
Det må vi.
Aller først, hva sier du?
Martin og Jodski har jo radioprogrammet sitt hver fredag fra 7 til 9.
Fra og med den fredagen som kommer nå.
Ja, ja. Superstar på NRK P13.
Ja, og igjen så skal vi si at dette ikke i stedet for Good Shit. Good Shit Radio består.
Det gjør vi, full
frihet. Men det blir et bredere og mer NRK etter program. Ja. Men ikke minst samme fredag, Kalle.
Da. Så dropper du en låt faktisk med promo som heter Vale. Som ja. Er produsert av svenske unggutten Imchi.
Imchi, ut av klikken Random Bastards, miljø rundt Cleo.
Yes.
Og så, hva tenker du, Kalle? Hva mer skal vi si om det her?
Jeg tenker jo at ut fra det prosjektet så kommer det nok til å dryppe mer etter hvert.
Det gjør det.
Og det jeg har hørt, det sier bare, jeg bare sier til dere, gled dere.
Takk, man.
Gled dere.
Kanskje vi skal si med en gang, det blir en hel EP.
Det blir en EP.
Med promo og meg, produsert av flere forskjellige svensker som har produsert låter. Den første valet som kommer på fredag er en veldig politisk låt. Den handler ikke om valget som skjer i Sverige.
selv om det valg I Sverige akkurat nå, den droppes midt I valget. Den handler for meg om det valget som vi nødt til å gjøre snart, om vi skal sirkle bakover til hat og destruksjon.
Eller tenke fremover
og Ikke sant?
Mer positivt.
Fordi vi I alvorlige tider.
Det helt forferdelig å tenke på at man barn som skal vokse opp I det helvete her.
Ikke sant? Og det kan fort gå, og jeg mener hvis du ser bare liksom de siste årene hvor mye ting som kommet ut av kontroll, da, hvor mange gamle sånne brunblå partier, synspunkter, retorikk, på en måte ting som som vi trodde vi var ferdige med, som tilbake igjen nå. Leste nettopp, han en sånn dansk lokal, eller formann I et eller annet sted, dansk et eller annet parti, som argumenterte for å begynne å skyte folk på den spanske grensa mot Marokko, liksom skyte mot flyktningene for å jage dem bort. Nei, Så vi tilbake I mye som
Det mye historie som glemt, tydeligvis.
Veldig fort, og den som ikke lærer av historien sin, den gjentar historien. Og det det jeg håper vi ikke skal. Og det det den låta her kort å handle om da. Så Vale kommer på nå på fredag. Don Martin og Promo. Håper dere sjekker ut den!
Det må dere.
Og mens vi inne på alvorlige ting, så jeg et klipp med en fyr som jeg selvfølgelig jævlig fan av. DMC, en monumentalt legendarisk rapper. Altså Run DMC var jo liksom den første rapgruppa til å virkelig liksom bryte ut I verden og gjøre mega suksess.
De også på den tiden så var det ikke vanlig at man laget låter om og at det var viktig å få seg utdannelse for å komme seg opp og frem
det,
og ut av
gutten. Det også sammen, de jo mest kjent for Adidas og Rock the Bells og alle de greiene der. Og det var, altså Run DMC var jo, de gjorde store gjennombrudd I for hiphop, men når de kom og gjorde Def Jam, satte først med LL Cool J og så med Run DMC og om alt det der sparket inn mange dører. Men DMC en fyr som jeg også fan av, fordi jeg har hørt han snakke mange ganger. Blant annet så har jeg hørt DMC fortelle korthistorier flere steder, på flere podcasts og talkshows her, fra livet sitt. Og han
mange gode tanker om
han har mange funny historier. Men når du sier gode tanker, så gjetter jeg nesten at du har hørt det klippet som jeg har hørt nå. Og DMC ble intervjuet av noe som heter Double Down News Network om The State of Hip Hop. Vi skal spille fra det. Vi kunne kanskje ønske oss at de hadde valgt litt bedre musikk, men det han sier, det definitivt ting som verdt å lytte til. Der DMC, What the fuck happened to hip-hop? Skal vi se om vi kan skru av den låta her I bakgrunnen. Du klar?
Ja, klar.
Da kjører vi.
Jam Master Jay got shot and killed. Pac got shot and killed. Biggie got shot and killed. X just got shot and killed. It's a shame. But the greatest shame is, what about all of the young men and women who are not celebrities getting shot and killed? Imagine if the same way we advertise X and advertise Jay's death and Biggie's death, imagine what would happen if we started advertising every young person getting shot and killed. Then it would be outrage. My fight isn't with the dude that shot Jam Master Jay in the head. I have no personal beef with him. My fight is against the mentality that would cause him to do it. Pac got shot, hip hop mourns for 2-3 weeks, and then we go back doing the same bullshit, same ideas, concepts, and images, like having a gun is cool, not changing the conditions that killed Pac. So, of course, 2 weeks later, another motherfucker's going out and Biggie's going to die. Then we do the same thing, we make tribute records, and we talk on he's a legend and that. The thing is, when the first shooting happened, let's do something so that it doesn't happen again. Why having a gun and shooting motherfuckers is cool? That's a hip-hop mentality with it, because I'm from the hood, this and that, no. We created hip-hop so we didn't need street gangs and drug dealers. That excuses Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis and they make violent action films. So my thing to anybody in hip-hop saying it's acceptable because it's entertainment. No, it's different. If you're gonna use that excuse, then get the fuck off the mic and go be an actor. Hip-hop has a responsibility no matter what generation from you come, now, past, present, and future. You can tell a story about gangs and drug dealing and stuff like that. But the very next record on your album is a record about not using a gun. Y'all motherfuckers can make whatever y'all want. for me, it's fucking homicide and genocide. People are killing each other. When I came out and said, with the same attitude that a rapper would talk about selling drugs, I'm DMC, and the place to be, I go to St. John's University. Since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. After 12th grade, I went straight to college. I didn't preach. I didn't say you're wrong for being in a gang or using a gun. But the guys that was in the gang and using guns was like, oh shit. DMC, one of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet, said he go to St. John's University and education is cool. And I had kids come and tell me, yo, when you said that, Romney, just for you saying it, you made me realize that I don't need a gun. I don't need to sell drugs. I went and got my GED. Okay, now I got a GED because DMC said education is cool. But you made me realize you can be educated, safe, and not sell drugs and be in a gang and still get money. Hip hop came along because we was killing each other, shooting each other, and having gang fights. And the Zulu Nation said, y'all motherfuckers gotta stop killing each other. And people was like, so what the hell are we gonna do? Hip hop said, what can you do? All of the possibilities and all of the things to make the necessary changes is right at our fingertips, but nobody is utilizing. I don't hate on this generation's hip hop, but we gotta create hip hop all over again. People ask me, what do you think about today's hip hop? I say, it's disco. I remember as a little kid, disco was huge. One morning when I was little, I went to sleep and I woke up the next morning and all over the world and the globe, disco sucks. Everybody was saying the disco sucks. It wasn't the artists and the music that sucks. It was the fucking lifestyle. If you look at hip hop right now, purple fur coats, diamonds, champagne, Rolls Royces, Bentleys, fucking Learjets, sex, violence, everybody's living their life. So what happened when that happened in New York City in the 70s? The very thing happening with hip hop right now is what disco did, and motherfucker named Melly Mel came out and made a record, The Message. Right now, we need a 17 to 19 year old individual to make The Message, to shut down all the nonsense that we're celebrating. Drinking lean and this and that. You can get high, you can go to the party, but what about making sure everybody's eating? That's what hip hop did. Hollywood was coming to New York to party at Studio 54 with their Bentleys and their Rolls Royces and their fur coats and their champagne and their reefer and their heroin, and they was having fucking sex everywhere with the glitter balls. Look at disco in the 70s and look at hip hop. Motherfuckers was dressing crazy and this and that. So it took some young boys and girls who weren't politicians, and this motherfucker stepped to the mic and said, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Don't push me. Right now, motherfuckers is close to the edge. Trump is bugging out. Hip hop has just totally gone insane. Right now, hip hop is just fun. They announced hip hop is the number one music and has overtaken rock. Why did they make that announcement at the time when hip hop is at its most disrespectful and ignorant? It's always been number one, but why didn't they make that announcement when Public Enemy was killing? Why didn't they make that announcement when KRS-One was killing? Okay, yeah, because there's more downloads and streaming and stuff like that. There's more people listening to hip hop at the most fucking stupid, ignorant time in its history. You should have said that 50 years ago when it was competing with rock. I opened for ZZ Top. We opened for The Clash. Why didn't you announce it then? Why? Because we were clean and we didn't curse. And it wasn't about sex and shooting. But it's a problem when you say it's popular now because motherfuckers are shooting, killing X and taking Xanax and all of that. Don't announce that shit. Play some fucking records about the kids not doing it so another X don't gotta die. That's the problem. When we created hip hop 45 years ago, things started to change. The powers to be started to notice something. We need groups that look like Migos rapping like De La Soul. We need a guy that looks like Lil Wayne talking like KRS-One. We need a guy like Drake making records like Chuck D, a Public Enemy doing. I'm not talking about to sell records and be number one rappers, to see change in the everyday lives of our people. Somebody said 10 years ago, if aliens came to Earth and looked at hip hop in the last 15, 20 years, they wouldn't know what was going on. But prior to 15, 20 years, every time there was an issue, in our community, in our music, in society, that very week a rapper would make a record about it. Look at what's been going on globally in the world. Look at what's been going on in America. We went through 2 Gulf Wars, all the crime in the streets, all the shootings, the police shooting kids, the white police shooting kids shooting kids, the disrespect of our women. It's fucked up politically with Trump, the education who sucks. They've taken all the necessary programs that work out of all the communities, and nobody's talking about it. Not just the rappers, none of the rock stars or none of the pop stars are addressing the issue. There was a time where as soon as something happened in media that was happened historically, we all jumped on it. Now this current generation sits back because they think it's not cool to talk about doing something right. These kids now get more attention if they talk about their Xanax problem and how much lean and codeine they take. Run DMC smoked more weed than God could possibly grow on this green earth. We never put those images and concepts on our records. I drunk more liquor than the earth could produce. I was sending in orders before they could even make it in the distillery. I was going directly to God, send me my liquor now. But I never put those images, concepts on the record. Why? Because if Run DMC can make a record about these, and the whole world to this day wanna know it, what's gonna happen if I rhyme about codeine and smoking angel dust? See, that's the problem. It's not a problem for Carol, it's a lack of responsibility. Listen to hip hop radio. All the fucking records is about codeine and Xanax. There's not one rapper on there rapping, I never got high a day in my life. We need dudes in hip hop that don't get high. We need dudes in hip hop that ain't in the street gang. We need to overflood hip hop with Kendrick Lamar and Chance the Rappers. We have Chance. We have Kendrick Lamar. We have a lot of underground MCs. Those underground MCs should be allowed to express those views and ideas commercially. Earlier, hip hop was so diverse in the beginning. It was Run DMC, but it was De La Soul. It was NWA. Everybody was rapping, but everybody was different. Collectively, we all made hip hop great. So now it's about the front man. Let's just get the front man. The dominant presentation was group. Why? Because we are stronger together. That's why when the Wu-Tang did come along, it was a lot of the motherfuckers. It was powerful and it was a statement. Now you can really focus on what we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to say. We're more threatening when we show our numbers. So what happened was they started looking at this group, seeing the one guy that stands out and say, yo, come here, get rid of your group and come here and do this way for us. Somewhere along the line, the powers that be figure if they divide us up, feed one guy so he's all right, he's not gonna give a fuck about bringing, look, if I could get in a group with three people, that means I could get in a group with four people. If I could get with four, I could get with five. So they didn't want to see us grow on a positive note. You got all these radio stations globally that said, the station that loves hip hop, we love hip hop. But you're only playing these groups for the hot individuals. You're not playing the powerful, educational, inspirational, motivational, representational songs of the hip hop culture. So they broke us down. You saw Run DMC. You didn't have to love Run. You might have, yo, I like that guy Jay, man. Or the quiet one with the glasses. We don't see ourselves in what we behold now. We see these other motherfuckers that are so dominant that we gotta step outside of who we are just to become that. So with the groups, it was a total representation of what you can be because you already those things. Now everybody's lying, cheating, and fronting. To act like they take jets, to act like money's important, to act like they got a lot of girls, to act tough. So all of those things is missing right now, and that's why hip hop is stagnant. I'm not talking about the business of it. They selling records, they touring, they getting money. I'm not trying to take livelihood from anybody else. What's lacking is the responsibility that comes with this hip hop to make the change necessary that nobody's gonna do for us.
Mange interessante perspektiver fra DMC, skjer her, Run DMC, og mye ting man selvfølgelig kan diskutere der, men han har mange poenger som på en måte mangler at noen sier, kanskje både med perspektivet til DMC, men også med den tyngden som følger med at det han som sier det, og det har fått mye oppmerksomhet på de par ukene det har vært ute, så det nå en 2-3 millioner views til sammen på YouTube og Facebook, så jeg vil si at det en ting som opptar mange.
Helt klart, og det ikke helt farfetched å tenke at hiphop kan lede samme skjebne som discoen, da. For vi jo, det jo et populært fenomen uten like, og jeg vil si at mye av musikken har blitt vannet ut over tid.
Og det ville ikke vært den første sjangeren til å spille seg ut og utspille sin egen rolle heller. For Nei, å si sånn. Altså, hiphop har jo overlevd mye lenger enn mange andre sjanger her.
Ja.
Så det spennende.
Veldig.
Snakke mer om det. Nå skal vi høre en annen mann snakke. Royce the 5'9".
Hei!
Eller rappe da.
Rappe, rappe.
Mange ord i hvert fall. Han får med seg Eminem, som også kan si mange ord.
Og han kan rappe fort da.
Ja. Og King Green.
Ja. You will not be able to plug in,
turn on and cop out. Caterpillar. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials. Revolution will not be televised.
Rappity, rappity. This right here for the number one. Number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one. Now everybody saying that they're number one. Ring the alarm, the caterpillar keeps firing. Oh, we in the war, where butterflies keep dying. Ah. I'm a product of Parker, Lewis, and Kubiak. If I didn't do this, where in the fuck would you be at? See, there's a difference between us. When I spit hit arenas, you would drip from my penis. I eat lions and sip hyenas. You number one when it come to slaughtered mics. I'm trying to be number one in my son and daughter life. All you niggas, my little rapper babies. Y'all my children, y'all bit my shit and contracted rabies. Don't you grade me next to these rappers, baby, that's degrading. My style got so many different facets, I'm switching to so many different patches. I'm skipping class to be fascinating. My pen is like Big Ben, it's just a classic waiting. Your favorite rapper come at me, I'm just decapitating. Out here congratulating these has-beens who had they highs. These rappers only won they matches because they strategize. I bring Attica to these patterns and here's my battle cry. Ring the alarm, the caterpillar's firing. In a war where butterflies keep dying. Ah. Hey. This right here for the number one. Number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one. Now everybody saying that the number one kid think your number one quit. Number one song, get your number one chick. Number one fly with your number one kid. When it's all done, then your number gon' switch. Hold up, wait a minute, guess what I'ma never do? Show so much respect to you that I feel like we friends, so now we no longer competitors. That could be the death of you. Never let someone who's not as smart as you gas you up and tell you something you never knew. Always stay professional, you always gon' make revenue. Don't let people next to you that don't want the best for you. It's completely normal to hold on to a regret or two. I do what I wanna do, they do what I let them do. Everything you be saying is a fucking lie. It's nothing I can say to you that is real. Remember when you praising the butterfly. Don't you ever disrespect the fucking caterpillar. This right here for the number one. Number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one. The number one kid think your number one quit. Number one song get your number one chick. Number one fly with your number one kid. When it's all done then your number gon' switch. You're looking at a tiller, a psychopath, the killer, the caterpillar. Don't tell me when I'm supposed to rap it till. Especially when your favorite rapper ain't even half as ill. A savage still attracts a banana peel. Attack of the silverback gorilla. You're having a little trouble fathoming. This is actually happening. Like Anderson Silva back when he snapped his shin in half. And then had his shit hanging by a flap of skin. After he tried to plant the shit back on the mat again. Had to pin a baddie like eyelids when they're blinking a lot. You copy me but you're not. You can't be butterflies. My offsprings are just moss. I see that thing, I'ma squash it and rip the wings of it off. So ring the alarm, pull the extinguishers off the wall, set the sprinklers off. Like Jada Pinkett and Queen Latifah to the shingles. Come off the roof, wheel shout at the ceiling. Slaughterhouse in the building, middle fingers aloft. Say what I think when I rhyme in ink pen. I talk in a language I speak, it's my mind. Kingpin and penguin combined. Spit like it's king of the jot. A singular thought I think I will help you distinguish apart the frog from the cream of the crop. Wait a minute, hold up like a flashcard. Damn dog. Zach copying or paying homage? Sad because dad taught you to rap as a damn toddler. Yeah. My dad is your grandfather. Yeah. I have to rehatch on you. Yeah. Come back as a black wasp. Yeah. Half yellow jacket you can't swat a Sasquatch. Dancing on top of an ant. Trample it and stomp it. Smash it and stand on it. Damn it, I can't stop it. The rappers of ants. And I'm going in like a tampon in this bitch. It's a manslaughter. Stamping out grasshoppers. You can't be no rap gods. In fact, you're exact opposite. You make a wax song and can't hold a candle. But even Danielson acts off. You ash goths. Need to come to grips like a snare job. The boom bap is coming back with an axe to mumble rap. Lumberjack with a hacksaw. Number one, but my pencils are number twos. Cause that's all I deuce when I'm poop is my suit. And I'm on the job like a prostitute when I'm dropping the deuce. And when I'm producing them lyrical bowel movements, these beats are like my saloon. Cause these bars always got my stools in them. And I don't need Metamucil to loosen them. It's real like I poop Jerusalem. I'm about to go spin another cocoon. And I'm cutting you from your mother's womb. And I'm flushing you.
Oi.
Royce the 5'9" Caterpillar med han der Eminem.
Ja, han kan rappe, ass.
Ja, de rapper, de gutta der rapper fort.
Kjempefort.
Og det passer jo litt bra, for det har skjedd mye med Eminem I det siste. Han slapp jo først en revival-skiva. Jeg tror ikke vi spilte noe fra den en gang. Har du hørt det på skiva, eller hva skjedde med deg?
Nei, nei, jeg ramlet lass for mange, mange år siden. Kall meg en gammel grinebiter.
Ja, ok, ok. Nei, jeg bare skippet gjennom og ramlet litt av lasset da. Og det var det jo mange som gjorde, og den skiva fikk jo ganske mye kritikk, dårlig kritikk. Ja. Så det skjer jo hvem som helst I nyhånd. Ja, mye... Eminem-fans pleier jo alltid å være liksom sånn super I forsvaret Eminem Uansett på en måte hvordan låtene hans og sånn Det var kanskje ikke like det den gangen her Og da det som det, det kan jo være døvt å få dårlig kritikk
det gjør noe med deg
Det
skjerper deg
Ja, ja noen blir sure og sånn også det var jo nettopp sånn der skikkelig krangling I avisene For det var en av de forfatter som fikk litt diss Og så skrev de tilbake og var dritsure fordi de hadde fått diss Og så drev de og kranglet I avisen om hva som om boka var bra eller dårlig og sånn det jo, liksom ikke sånn man pleier å gjøre I musikk
Nei, det ikke innenfor I det hele tatt Det blir jo som, det jo, vi har jo eksempler på det I norsk rap-historie Om folk som...
Mm. Blir sure
Som blir sure og gråter litt på radio Mener de ødelegger Det jo min dag Nå skal jeg ikke ødelegge det, Jeg skal ikke si hvem det men,
Mange der, men Eminem Han har jo aldri vært en kar som har Tatt særlig notis av hva som innenfor Og hva som ikke innenfor
Nei, han kjører greia si Han liksom ikke en som kaster seg på døgnflyetrender der og da
Nei, så det som skjedde nå var jo at Eminem ble sur Over alle de dårlige anmeldelsene og den dårlige mottagelsen til Revival. Mm. Og så, helt uten at noen var forberedt på det, så natta torsdag, ja. Så slapp han en helt ny skive, som på stort sett et svar, egentlig.
Ja, tok folk litt på senga, tror jeg. Ja,
han ble sur. Jeg tror vi må høre på litt. Da hørte vi på jævlig mye DMC-snakking!
Ja. Oh, hei.
Nå skal du høre på mye mer Eminem Hør på det her da
Oi.
Yeah. Sånn tok han det
Oi.
Lese en dårlig anmeldelse
Gikk I studio
ja, gikk, Hadde noe ting First thoughts
Gjør noe med det
Ja, gjør noe med det I feel like I wanna punch the world in the fucking face right now Det vel mye sånn Eminem Få høre Let me explain just how to make greatness straight out the gate I'm about to break it down Ain't no mistakes allowed but make no mistake I'm about to rape the alphabet I may raise some brows If I press the issue just to get the anger out Full magazine could take staples out Savage but ain't thinking about no bank account But bitch I'm off the chain like Taylor Brown Motherfucker shut the fuck up when I'm talking low Bitch I'm sorry wait what's your talent? Oh critiquing my talent Oh bitch I don't know who the fuck y'all are To give a subpar bar even have an opinion of you You mention me millions of views attention and news I mention you lose lose for me win win for you billions of views your 10 cents or two skim through the music to give shit reviews to get clicks but bitch you just lit the fuse don't get misconstrued business is used shitless renewed so get shit to do or get this cause I just don't get what the fuck half the shit is that you're listening to do you have any idea how much I hate this choppy flow everyone copies though probably no get this fucking audio out my audio so I can see why people like little Yachty but not me though not even dissing it just ain't for me all I am simply is just an MC maybe Stan just isn't your cup of tea maybe a cup full of syrup and lean maybe I need to stir up shit preferably shake the world up if it were up to me Paul wants me to chill y'all want me to ill I should eat a pill probably I will old me kill the new me watch him bleed to death I breathe on a mirror I don't see my breath possibly I'm dead I must be possessed like an evil spell I'm EVIL Democrats white strip in the tip of my dick with an ice pick sticking in a vice grip hang it on a spike fence bang it with a pipe wrench while I take my ball sack and flick it like a light switch let Vice President Mike Pence back up on my shit in a sidekick as I lay it on a spike strip These are things that I'd rather do than hear you on a mic since 9/10 of your rhyme is about ice and Jesus Christ man how many times is someone gonna fuck a mic bitch fuck my side chick you won't ever see M.I.C but as cold as I get on the M.I.C I polarize shit so the temps might freeze and your skull might split like I passed you upside it bitch I got the club on smash like a nightstick yeah turn down for what I ain't loud enough nah turn the volume up cause I don't know how I'm gonna get your mouth to shut now when it doesn't matter what caliber I spit at I bet a 100,000 bucks you'll turn around and just be like man how the fuck Sour Puss gonna get mad just cause his album sucks and now he wants to take it out on us But last week an ex-fan mailed me a copy of the math that's LP to tell me to study it'll help me get back to myself and she'll love me I
mailed the bitch back and said if I did that, I'd just be like everyone else in the fucking industry, especially an effing recovery clone of me. Nothing. So. Finger bang, chicken wang, PGK, Igazay, Lil Pump, Lil Xan, imitate Lil Wayne. I said aim at everybody in the game, pick a name. I'm fed up with being humble, and rumor is I'm hungry. I'm sure you heard rumblings, I heard you wanna rumble. Like an empty stomach, I heard you mumbling, but it's jumbled and mumble jumbo. The era that I'm from, I'll pummel you, that's what it's coming to. What the fuck you gonna do when you run into it? I'm gonna crumble you, and I'll take a number two and dump on you if you ain't joiner. If you ain't Kendrick or Cole or Sean, and you're a goner. I'm about to bring it to anyone in this bitch you want it. I guess when you walk into BK, you expect a whopper. You can order a quarter pounder when you go to McDonald's, but if you're looking to get a porterhouse, you better go get Revival. But y'all acting like I tried to serve you up a slider. Maybe the vocal should have been auto-tuning, you would have bought it. But saying I no longer got it cause you missed the line and never caught it. Cause it went over your head because you're too stupid to get it. Cause you're mentally retarded but pretend to be the smartest with your expertise and knowledge. But you'll never be an artist and I'm harder on myself than you could ever be. Regardless, what I'll never be is flawless. All I ever be is honest. Even when I'm gonna say I brought it. Even when I hit my 40s like a fucking alcoholic with a bottle full of malt liquor. But I couldn't bottle this shit any longer. The fact that I know that I'ma hit my bottom if I don't pull myself from the jaws of defeat and rise to my feet. I don't see why y'all even started with me. I get in peace, my enemy. Die. I don't cease fire till at least all of the deceased. I'm east side, never be caught slipping. Now you see why I don't sleep, not even a wink. I don't blink, I don't doze off, I don't even nod to the beats. I don't even close my fucking eyes when I sneeze. Oh man, that BET cipher was weak, it was garbage. The thing ain't even orange, oh my god, that's a reach. Shout to all my colorblind people, each and every one of y'all. If you call a fire engine green, aquamarine, or you think water is pink, dog, that's a date. Looks like an olive to me. Look, there's an apple. No, it's not, it's a peach. So finger bang, booty tang, Burger King, Gucci gang, Diggy dang, Charlemagne. Gonna hate anyway, doesn't matter what I say. Give me donkey of the day, run away for 2018 to get underway. But I'm gonna say everything that I wanna say. Welcome to the slaughterhouse, bitch. Yeah. Invite him in like I want a day. I'm not done. Breathe. Cause I feel like the beast of burden. That line in the sand, was it even worth it? Cause the way I see people turn, it's making it seem worthless. It's starting to defeat the purpose. I'm watching my fan base shrink to thirds. And I was just trying to do the right thing. But word has the court of public opinion reached a verdict. But still yet to be determined. Cause I'm determined to be me. Critique the worship. But if I could go back, I'd at least reword it. And say I empathize with the people. This evil serpent sold a dream to that he's deserted. But I think it's working, these verses I'm making him a wee bit nervous. And he's too scared to answer me with words. Cause he knows that he will lyrically get murdered. But I know at least he's heard it. Cause Agent Orange just sent the Secret Service to meet in person to see if I really think of hurting him or ask if I'm linked to terrorists. I said only when it comes to ink and lyricists. But my beef is more media journalists. Hold up, hold up, hold up. I said my beef is more media journalists. Can get a mouthful of flesh. And yes, I mean eating a penis. Cause they've been panning my album to death. So I've been giving the media fingers. Don't wanna turn this to a counseling sesh. But they've been putting me through the ringer. So I ain't ironing shit out with the press. But I just took this beat to the cleaners.
Wow. Det også en måte å ta dårlig kritikk på.
Eneste måten å ta dårlig kritikk på.
Jeg glad jeg ikke det, altså for eksempel i krangel med Eminem om jeg vet ikke, noe i nabolaget, hvem som ansvarer for å vaske trappa for eksempel. Tenkte jeg du eller liksom hvem som skal
at han liksom Narvestad. Altså, rappens svar på Narvestad.
Altså hvis du får det her i trynet liksom hver gang du liksom har noe imotsagt på sånn. Hei, det var du som skulle hente den pakka på posten liksom. Nei. Så 19 forskjellige typer flows over 6 minutter. Tror du det er sånn det er hver gang? Tror du det er sånn det er å bo sammen med Eminem?
Tror det er vanskelig å diskutere med Eminem. Han er som en metraljøse. Han bare pepperer deg helt til du bare går og skammer deg.
Ja.
Uansett det, om du har rett eller galt.
Ja. Om det er The State of Rap eller The State of Eminem eller familieforholdene hans, så får på en måte kanskje alle høre det gjennom en 9 minutters lang låt.
Ja.
Men det er kult, det er spennende måte å annerledes måte å bli sutrete på, synes jeg.
Veldig.
Så det,
jeg synes det er den beste måten å bli sutrete på. Så, det er å
høre om.
Det er å bare skjerpe seg og ta til deg den kritikken du får på en ordentlig måte og bare bli bedre.
Ja, og det har funket noe helt sinnssykt også. Allerede så har det albumet her, tror jeg, har nok antageligvis knocka ut Revival ganske hardt i hvor mange som både har liksom brydd seg om det. Og jeg gjetter om ikke så sinnssykt lenge eller hvor mange som kommer til å høre på det. Så Revival er tatt ikke var noe liten. Ingenting Eminem slipper blir lite liksom.
Nei Men det på høy tid at han får den ballen her til å rulle igjen da. Jeg synes jo det har vært litt svagt de siste...
Ja, det mange av oss som har falt av lasset litt kanskje på en måte.
Ja.
Kjære til Faten, hun blir sikkert sur nå over at vi ikke bare snakker udelt positivt om alt Eminem har gjort noen gang, men vi snakker positivt om det som har skjedd nå. Han en Machine Gun Kelly, han hadde akkurat kommet med noen greier. Hva var det som var greia der? Han var også furt.
Aner ikke, det bare han er rapdjeveren. Han har slippet en låt som heter Rap Devil, som en Eminem diss.
Ja, som et svar på Eminem. De hadde jo den titelen Rap God. Som han hadde en helt vild video. Det jo snart sånn 7-8 år siden. Jeg kanskje at det ja. Jeg husker ikke hva
det var. Og det vel ikke helt farfetched å si at Machine Gun Kelly ganske inspirert av Eminem.
Litt inspirert. Skal vi høre? Hør hva han har å si. Jeg tror vi orker hele. Men det blir spennende.
Du kan spennende, høre.
Siden det liksom i dagen da. Ja. Hvem går mot Eminem, du lurer jeg på. Og svaret tydeligvis Machine Gun Kelly.
Ja.
Hey, somebody grab me some clippers. This fucking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for security a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh?
I know.
About to be 46 years old, dog. Talking about, I'ma call up Trick Trick. Man, you sound like a bitch, bitch. Man, I can handle your shit. You mad about something I said in 2012? Took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a diss? Homie, we get it. We know that you're the greatest rapper alive. Fucking dweeb, all you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. Fuck rap god, I'm the rap devil. Come a bare face with a black shovel like the Armageddon. When the smoke settle, his body next to this instrumental, I'm saying. I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats, let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. Both of us single dads from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Let's talk about the fact you actually blackballed a rapper that's twice as young as you. Let's call Sway, ask why I can't go up to Shape 45 because of you. Let's ask Interscope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the fact your last 4 hours as bad as your selfie. Now tell me, what are you staying for? I know you can't stand yourself. Trying to be the old you so bad you stand yourself. Let's leave all the beef in the 50. M to push a 50. Why you claiming I'ma call Puff when you the one that called Diddy?
Facts.
Then you went and called Jimmy.
Facts.
The conference called me in the morning. They told me you mad about a tweet. You wanted me to say sorry. I swear to God I ain't believe him. Please say it ain't so. The big bad bully of the rap game can't take a fucking joke. Oh, you want some fucking smoke, but not literally, you'll choke. Yeah, I'll acknowledge you're the GOAT, but I'm the gunner, bitch, I got you in the scope. Don't have a heart attack now. Somebody help your mans up. Knees weak or old age. The real Slim Shady can't stand up. I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats, let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. Both of us single dads from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Hello Marshall, my name's Colson. You should go back to recovery. I know your ego is hurting just knowing that all of your fans discovered me. He like, damn, he a younger me. Except he dresses better and I'm ugly, always making fun of me. Stop all the thuggery, Marshall, you living in luxury. Hey, look what you done to me, dropped an album just because of me. Damn, you in love with me. You got money, but I'm hungry. I like a diss, but you won't say them lyrics out in front of me. Shout out to every rapper that's a fun of me. Know that I'll never do you like this fuckery. Still bitter after everyone loves you. Pull that wedgie out your dungarees. I gotta respect the OGs, and I know most of them personally. But you just a bully acting like a baby, so I gotta read you in nursery. I'm the ghost of the future, and you just Ebenezer Scrooge. I said I'm flex, anyone can get it. I ain't know it will be you. I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats, let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. Both of us single dads from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Hey.
Altså det jo ikke dårlig på en måte.
Nei.
Det jo ikke det. Han har jo noen punches og
sint mann.
Ja, ung og herlig, herlig greier.
Ja.
Og en ung, som han sa selv, en yngre versjon av Eminem.
Ja.
Men jeg vet ikke om jeg hadde gitt meg på Eminem i den formen Eminem i nå. Han jo kanskje som tiltrekker seg mye beef Eminem, og han alltid ute og disser noen, enten det Christina Aguilera eller en eller annen random skuespiller, eller en eller annen hele USAs favoritthund. I dette tilfellet så det vel Drake, Lil Pump, Tyler the Creator, Joe Budden, Machine Gun Kelly og
Yachty,
ja, Lil Yachty, Lil blablabla, som får gjennomgå.
Men det var Machine Gun Kelly som ble sinnet først og,
ja, ja,
og svarte.
Ja, han ble sinnet.
Han ble litt sur? Ja. Så hvor sinnet tror du Eminem blir når han sinnet over at han sinnet for at alle, at han fikk så mye negativ oppmerksomhet på det forrige sinnet albumet sitt, og så slipper han et enda sintere album, og så svarer noe med å være sinnet på at han sinnet over at det sinte albumet hans ikke bare fikk bra reviews.
Ikke var sinnet nok.
Tror du det blir mye...
Jeg tror det blir jævlig sinnet
stemning. Det blir mye sinnet stemning i hvert fall.
Ja.
Ja. Det blir spennende det.
Ja, det blir fint det.
Så er det. Du hører på det kjempefine radioprogrammet Good, Good Shit. Shit. Vi snakket forrige gang mye om det nye radioprogrammet Superstars. Vi hadde Jodsky her innom som vi snakket en del om. Nei, med.
Vi har nesten hatt en hel sending bare med han, synes jeg.
Bare med Jodsky,
ja? Ja, det er så mye ting jeg angrer på at jeg ikke spurte om.
Åja, oh, i tillegg til den vi hadde forrige gang, tenker du?
Ja.
Ja, ja, vi kan godt ta det.
Jeg synes det.
Ja. Kan ta det litt nærmere, ha en julesending med Jodsky, synes jeg passer fint. Men i hvert fall nå på fredag så begynner altså radioprogrammet Superstars, som sagt. Så kan du sjekke det. Vi er tilbake ja, neste uke, er vi ikke da?
Jo, jo, jeg har noe på tampen her.
Ja.
Vi ønsker jo å sammenfatte norsk rapper 2018 ja. Med alt av låter.
Mm-hmm.
Så send oss gjerne en link til låta di i inbox på Goodshit-pagen.
Ja. Eller til goodshit@donmartin.no. Vi burde egentlig hatt en goodshit radio FM-adresse, kanskje?
Ja, vi fikser det. Men ja. Inntil da, send oss låter, den du mest fornøyd med. La oss holde oss oppdatert på hva som skjer i Norge. Det mange flinke unge talenter her ute. Så det er vårt ansvar å spille deres musikk.
Og jeg tenker kanskje spesielt de folka som ikke får så mye oppmerksomhet andre steder. Mm. Det er jo ofte det vi driver med på Goodshit Radio, at... Det tingene som flyr under de vanlige kanalene sin radar, det er, men likevel har kvalitet, det er jo vår spesialitet.
Og det må jo være innenfor å skryte litt av seg selv. Det er jo mange artister vi har funnet som nå er noen av Norges største, som var på Goodshit Radio aller, aller, aller først.
Det er selvfølgelig sant, og den tråden må vi på en måte plukke opp litt etter hvert.
Det synes jeg.
Det synes jeg også. Skryt av deg selv du også.
Takk.
Ha det.
Ha det.